What's going down?
Love Talk Radio.
Underground Radio. We on live.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like Mohicans and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all seeking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride vans and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs, cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot. Me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This is the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane, like we are to blame for society's pain, like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Jimmy's Underground Radio, everybody. If you've just joined, this is Ray Charles.
Oh, all right. 3, 4. I got something good in my hopes. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want us.
Oh, Lord. All right. My father, my love, I hold that my friend will have power.
Welcome aboard the Jimmy Lee's Underground. radio movement. I played a little Marvin Gaye Star Spangled Banner for you because yesterday the Prince of Motown passed away. So before I kick it to my topic, which I'm going to be dealing with again, which is a topic that's sweeping the nation, this Trayvon Martin deal. Hopefully we can deal with that, maybe even talk about a little health care that's going on in Supreme Court. Or maybe even talk about the new book that's out there. OJ's Innocent and I Can Prove It. A book that's talking about maybe OJ's sons on it. But let me do another tribute to my the Prince of Motown, and then I'll be back in a minute. This is a show sponsored by Organa Gold Cafe.
Pull your soul and talk about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. And gave us everything, or give us everything, and all he has of us. If we give each other love, oh yeah, don't go and talk about my father's all of me. Because God is my friend, he is my friend. He loves us. Whether or not we know it, and you forgive all our sins, give us all and all that love us for it. If we give each other love, oh yeah, love your mother, love your father, love your sister, love your brother, your family. Don't go and talk to my father. God is my friend. He is my friend. And when we call on him for mercy, Father, he'll be merciful, my friend. Oh, yeah, he will. For the answer, I know.
Yeah, that was a little, God is my friend from Marvin Gaye. I'm going to do a little normal Marvin Gaye. I'm going to bring you callers in for a second. But, you know, yesterday the Prince of Motown passed away, so.
With God in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is, in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Yeah, I kind of went there with y'all. trying to keep it spiritual in a sense. Now it's Marvin Gaye, The Lord's Prayer. I'm going to be going in and out with some Marvin Gaye back in back to back because he passed away. How's y'all weekend? What's going on? Did you enjoy yourselves? Was y'all following the rally that took place in Florida? Did y'all check out the Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the NAACP? For those who were not listening to my Thursday conversation, we was talking about protesting and rioting and making a stand. And so I was watching headline news Saturday, I think it was, for the march that they had with Trayvon Martin. And they have the usual suspects, Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson. But something that came out in the conversation when a reporter asked Sharpton what was the next step. And Sharpton went on to say that they might be putting on economic sanctions and boycotts for businesses that employ the Stand Your Ground law. Now, here's the funny part about it. That was strictly bullshit ignorance because states enacted that law, Al Sharpton. You know, so what you going to put a whole boycott on the whole state? You need to get one comprehensive message and put that together. And that's what you need to do. So what I'm going to do before I bring my callers in and get my show going on, I'm going to play one more Marvin Gaye cut. And this song right here is going out to not only Trayvon Martin, but all the little Trayvon Martins out there and other people who really care. That really save the world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
I don't know. Okay, we back. I don't know. Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save the world.
To save the world.
That's destiny.
That is destiny. To die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children.
Children today.
Are they going to suffer tomorrow?
Really suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live for life.
live life for the children.
That was the Prince of Motown, Save the Children, Save the Babies. This is Jimmy's Underground Radio Network. We got a caller from 619. Let me bring this caller in right there. But, Sal, you're going to be talking about, like I said, the Trayvon Martin case again. We're also going to be dealing with, well, if we can get to the Crane Court case and new revelations that maybe OJ's son killed Nicole Brown Simpson, in his new tell-all book, OJ's Innocent, and I Can Prove It, you know, which is funny because when it first jumped out, I was telling everybody that he did do it, but we're going to see how we can just reach all avenues. But let me bring 619 in and see who that is. Hello, Carla. Who is this?
Hi, Jenny. This is Saida.
What's going on, Saida? So I guess 301 got to be your girl, Dana. Let me pull her in right here. What's going on, 301? What's up, Dana from D.C.? What's happening?
What's happening, Jimmy? How are you?
All right, all right, all right, all right. Well, you know, I was playing a little Marvin Gaye because, you know, he passed away yesterday, so I thought I'd let the world hear the Prince of Motown just for a second. And I was trying to bring on some songs that was relevant to the topic. You know, Save the Children, Save the Babies, since Trayvon Martin is maybe 17, but he still is a baby, you know. I look at my 18-year-old son still as a baby, you know, so they're still children. And I felt that it was prevalent in this time that we have here. But before I even go on that note, I have a little text here that's saying that Sinita has a poem she want to recite on the air. Is that true?
Yes, Jimmy, it's true.
Oh, well, hey, here's your intro. Let's go. We got this nice little poem coming out from the GA. That's Georgia, Dirty South. It's Mom, the lovely sergeant. What was your rank before you got discharged?
Before I got discharged?
Yeah.
I was a lieutenant commander in the Navy.
All right, here we go. We got Lieutenant Commander Sinita, on the mic about to say a lovely poem. Hit it, pretty lady. Lieutenant Commander.
This poem is titled, To Be Black Like Me. To be black like me is to always lift your head high. To be black like me is to tell the world why. Why am I treated different? Is it because of the color of my skin? My color shouldn't matter. It's the content of one's character, what they possess within. Yet the man will attempt to judge me for whom he thinks you are, falsely labeling you as a deadbeat, someone on welfare, a thug, or maybe a rap star. Better yet, an angry black woman or a black man who should be locked up behind bars. Being black means you will always have to go through life having to defend who you truly are. Whether you are rich or poor, educated with multiple college degrees, if you are not black, you will never know what it's like to live on this earth and my world being black like me.
Wow, that was a beautiful poem. Is that something original that you put together?
Jimmy, I've written over 100 and something poems, so to answer your question, yes.
What inspired you to want to say that poem?
Several years ago, I wrote it, and while I was going through my plight with the military, I always used to ask myself, you know, why am I going through what it is that I've been experiencing for a couple of years? But, you know, it really didn't matter, you know, whether I, you know, like I spoke in my poem, you know, educated with multiple college degrees, that sometimes when you go up against such a force, and like in Trayvon Martin case, they will always remind you of that you're black. And, you know, I don't like playing the race card. I never have. You know, I never will get a reason to, but it's just where we are today in our times in America, and even, you know, with you playing the tribute to Marvin Gaye, and, you know, even with Al Sharpton, you know, like, where do we go next? You know, blacks haven't come together in such a manner that has brought them together unless, you know, there's a message that needs to be sent. I don't think that we need to start boycotting because it's unnecessary. I think we just really need to look deep within ourselves, because my poetry manuscript is actually called Self-Reflection, and ask ourselves as an individual, you know, where do we currently stand in America, first of all, as either a man or a woman, and then as either a black man, black woman, white woman, and, you know, other nationalities that currently make up America. Because at the end of the day, we are Americans. And, you know, Trayvon's death, what it means to me was a violation of a person's human rights. You know, so I actually posted that poem on my website not too long ago whenever I actually gave a tribute to Trayvon, but I actually took the poem down because I don't want people to read my blog to think, you know, hey, yeah, you know, she's fighting the military because, you know, she feels it is a black issue. No, it's not a black issue. I think that they violated my human rights. They violated, you know, this black man's, this young black man's human rights by not bringing this killer to justice. So, you know, I'm actually sitting here on Wikipedia now reading up on Stand Your Ground, and I've yet to find a loophole for this Zimmerman character to say that that could be his defense. I think it's bullshit, and excuse me for being so frank about it, because that 911 call, Jimmy, basically stated they told him, you know, not to pursue him. So before he tried to say, I killed this young black man in self-defense, he was already told by a law enforcement officer not to pursue him. So I'm still scratching my head on that.
Right. See, there's no case. See, that's the smoking gun to have this man arrested. Now, I don't know if you're listening to the earlier show that I had Dana and maybe Valeria, we had on the air, and I had a lady from St. Louis on. And my concern was, and I'm going to try to ask all those questions that you had. My concern was that black America is taking too many directions in the case of Mr. Martin. Now, were you saying that he did disobey a direct order from a law enforcer and did pursue the case? From that point on, that is my role of guilt. But my deal was, I just see everybody out here making a deal over hoodies and Skittles, get Al Sharpton talking about economic boycotts and sanctions. See, I don't want the Stokes racism to be flamed up and to have this poor boy carcass used as a symbolic of something radical. Now, in my opinion, Trayvon Martin can be two people. He can be Christmas Addicts, or he can be Emmett Till. Both two black African Americans that changed the direction of America and lost their lives. Now, Christmas Addicts was the first American to die in the Civil War. Matter of fact,
the Revolutionary War.
After his death, that's when the Revolutionary War jumped off. When he got popped, the war jumped off. When Emmett Till got murdered, the Civil Rights Movement jumped off. Now, we can look at this Trayvon Martin death as these two things, either a Revolutionary War or a Civil Rights Movement for change. And what I'm
but it should not be this one Trayvon's death. I mean, there's other
I agree with you. There are others. Matter of fact, we had a lady on, I think, Wednesday. We were talking about a lady who got shot by off-duty police officer, and nothing was done to that. There are many. And I was on that mode. But over the weekend, from Friday to right now, I've been doing more investigating in the situation, and I'm still not with the protest. I'm still not with the marches, because I feel that people should march down on the attorney general or the state's attorney. They should march on the state's attorney and the DA's office right now and demand justice, that this individual be arrested. That's what I'm on. Any other protest outside of that, I'm not really with. But the point I was saying is that there are other nationalities that are participating in this march for Trayvon for justice. But I'm saying right now, in the political climate that we're living in, that Trayvon, this is my opinion, everybody, you know, and it's bound to change, that Trayvon's murder will not only be used as, like I said, either Christmas Addicts moment or Emmett Till moment, but it's also going to be used as a political moment, because it's an issue, a wedge race issue that is dividing America. And it's going to give our president cover, even though he's going to win regardless of the facts, but it's going to give him cover to have an onslaught landslide victory, because right now the media is painting it as the right feel that Trayvon was attacking O'Dowd, and the left feel that Trayvon just is not served. But me being a Republican, in all the circles that I've been in, every Republican wishes this man get arrested. Every white Tea Party Republican that I know even say that, given the parameters of the case, the man had a gun, the man disobeyed an order.
You think that it's time in America that people rightfully at the amended or even the Rights Act has to allow for better protection of human rights? Because at the end of the day, Trayvon was a human. And, you know, look at other issues, like human rights issues that want America right now, like better rights for gays. You know, I think we can probably go there. And maybe it's just time for to defend it. But one has, you know, things that, you know, our late Dr. King, he died before that Equal Rights Act was passed. But if you really look at, you know, the first passage of the, whenever the Civil Rights Act went before Congress to be passed, it went to a 57-day filibuster. And, I mean, by the time it got passed, it was basically a skeleton of what was left. And, you know, instead of saying, oh, yeah, president, he's going to win because of this whole Trayvon Martin situation. And this is not about a political move. It's about better protection for Americans, their human rights. That's just my point. I mean, I blog about things like this all the time.
What's your blog page, Sanita? What's your blog page?
It's sanitapenland.net.
All right, all right. Come on, all my listeners, just to know that. Yo, Dana, don't be hiding out in the background. What's going on with you now?
I think this is really a human rights issue, and although Trayvon is the symbol, he is definitely not the reason. You know, he's the person that was the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. But that camel has been stepped on and pushed on and sat on and stood on for a minute. So again, I applaud everyone that's coming together and saying no more, but they're standing up for human rights. They're standing up for wrongs that are just blatantly allowed and not addressed. And so at some point as a society, we're going to have to stand up. We're going to have to say we'll hold those accountable who need to be held accountable so that when things like this happen, they'll do the right thing.
Well, I was listening to the mother of the slain child speak today, and she has went on to the point to say that she's holding the state's attorney and the police chief culpable, given that the investigating lead investigator on the case suggested that the man be arrested and didn't believe his story, but he was overruled by his police chief and the state's attorney. Now, from my understanding, that the Department of Justice, like I said earlier, Dana, you wasn't with us tonight, Sanita, but earlier I told him, Dana, I'm going to sit back and wait to see what my president's going to do. And so far, what I'm hearing now is that the State Department is going to look into it. And so if the State Department is going to look into it, I'm quite sure there should be an arrest. I'm looking at probably by Friday, because this thing has to get off the table. Because I was watching Mike Tyson on Piers Morgan the other day, and he had said something that was, you know, really profound. You know, Tyson, like, you know, it's like, look how people are looking at America. They're look at civilized nations are looking at us with our uncivilized laws. While individuals can be walking down the street and get shot down and no arraignment is made. If I was to shoot you, Dana, I'll go to jail. People are saying it's black-on-black crime every day. Why should we concentrate on that? But in the black community, if somebody say that guy shot somebody black, that black guy's going to jail. If a black guy shot a black guy, and that black guy got turned in, and everybody said, it's that black guy is going to jail. So I don't know where we're at right now in America. I don't know why this gentleman has been given the leeway. They have released information about his father being a magistrate, but he was a magistrate in Virginia. But he assaulted a couple of police officers, got off it. I mean, the man has a history, this is Zimmerman, has a history of disobeying police orders and even assaulting police orders and getting off with just a slap on the wrist. Now, I don't know how that's going to look for Florida.
That's true.
And there has to be some way where somebody has to step in, you know. It's Hispanic side, because I'm quite sure Hispanics get run to the ground just like African Americans. You know, was he using his white side? I don't know. But it's just funny that he was able to get off. with no reprimand. And like you said, next morning a caller called in early. He was even allowed to leave with his weapon. He wasn't booked. He wasn't arraigned. What is he? Earlier out there, we can't put the Florida police on trial here because my mind is that they did the best that they could. But the more you look at it, it's not just the Florida police that are incompetent. It goes down to the district attorney. And that's why I said earlier that we got to look at it. We need to march down on the DA and the state's attorney to find out what is the situations going on in there. You know, that's my. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say the police have been charged with upholding the law. So yes, the district attorney may have come in because they're too safe or told them to release him, but the police are still, they have been sworn in and hired to protect society. And it doesn't say protect society until your daddy is a Supreme Court justice. It doesn't say support justice until the DA comes in and tells you and break the law. It says protect us. And so they have failed. The DA has also failed. And Zimmerman is a criminal. So he needs to be picked up.
Then you're about to be in here, should you be the foolish to just join this?
Hold on. My fault. Hold on.
He blew his phone to the national anthem. It was just unique.
My bad. I was saying my Marvin Gaye sip. I was not going to play that Marvin Gaye song. I was trying to bring in this caller from Cleveland. And my fault, so I need to get cut off for some reason. You still with me?
No, Jimmy, I'm still here.
All right.
She got an echo. I can't hear what she say. When she say something, I hear an echo.
Yeah, Jimmy, I hear an echo on my end, and I hear an echo on Damon's as well.
Okay, hold on. There. How's the echo? Is the echo still there for y'all?
It's still there.
Can you talk a little bit more?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. There's a storm.
Echo. Jimmy, we're hearing it in your background. I mean, could you, like, turn down your volume or something?
Okay, let me see. I'm trying to do everything. There you go. How about that? Can you hear me now?
Do y'all hear me? Do I have an echo?
No, you don't have an echo.
All right. Y'all probably got your computers up turned too loud or something.
That's probably what it is.
Y'all got to turn your computer.
I'm in front of my computer. Okay, I don't hear it anymore.
There you go. All right. Okay, now we back live. Jimmy's Underground Radio Network. Before I got everybody logged in, we're talking about the Trayvon Martin incident. Now, be cool. But before I bring everybody back in, I'm going to put you on the green room. I got to do my little, I missed my little half an hour break for my little lady. Yeah, we lost the playoffs Sunday. Boy, we lost two games. We lost Saturday, the fourth and third and fourth game, we got a medal, though. Then my daughter lost. She's only in third grade, but she's balling with the fifth, sixth, and eighth graders. And we lost that game, too, you know. But everybody loves it. She's my little girl. She's about, like I said, she just turned eight, third grade. She's playing a little basketball for St. Dorsey. But here you go, baby. It's time to go to bed. And Daddy been running off his mouth with Dana and Sunita. And now we got Desert Storm in the house. But here you go, lady. No need for the introduction. It's your daddy's favorite song. Tell me 2013.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
I don't do no harm. I never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. Show it. I've got to let you know it.
Can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit man, bop the bop, bop it out of bebop, bop the bop. Yeah, bass man, come on up. One, two, three, hit man, sound good. Yeah, saxophone on the floor. One, two, three, hit it.
Underground Radio Network 347-838-9825. We're gonna bring Desert Storm in. What's going
What's
on with you? You I got you in. You in too, Miss Anita and DC Dana. I got all y'all in for the round table. You get jumping off. You got a comment you wanna bring in, Sean? You wanna say anything?
Yeah. You know they're gonna investigate that I got an echo on now.
No, don't worry about it. You ain't echo. It's me. Go ahead.
Okay. No, they're gonna investigate the state prosecutor, the FBI on that, looking at that, because you know I guess obstruction of justice. It could be looked at because he interfered with the first investigator on the scene who wanted to issue an arrest, but then it came down from the top. The chief and state's attorney not to prosecute or not to arrest Zimmerman. So they look into that, like, why did he do that? All of a sudden, does he do that for every case, or he just did it for this particular case? And so they're going to investigate that. That's what came out today. And that's what the Trayvon parents are looking at now.
That's what I said earlier, Sean. Like I said, Wednesday, man. People need to go on here on the DA. That's what racialized that. You know, like I said last week, if anybody really want to make a move, you go to the DA. You go to the prosecutor attorney because it's on their watch that all the balls are dropped. You know what I'm saying? Everybody runs a police chief. Nah, it's bigger than their pay grade. And their pay grade, they said arrest the man. Their police want to arrest them. That's why I got angry at all the hype of everybody marching down on the police. But the police, to me, did their job. What do you think, Sean? Did they do their job?
I don't know.
From what you gathered thus far?
So far, they want, like I said, so far what they say, they wanted to arrest Zimmerman. They wanted to, but the chief of police and the state, well, I guess, district attorney, They came down.
Go ahead.
Obstruction of justice. So that's, you know, and particularly why did that happen? What type of preference does Zimmerman have? You know, it's gonna come out. Also, they want to, you know, they came on today to say they might not be able to hit him with a hate crime. They might not, because
why
they have to go back, huh?
Why do you say that?
Because the Sanford Police Department, I think, kind of messed up a lot of stuff. I don't know. There's some things that they didn't do. I guess they didn't take. I don't know if they took pictures of the body, how it was, you know, positioned. Did they do an autopsy on the body to see what exactly happened? I don't even know if they did all that stuff, because they said a lot of things that were not done that should have been done. You know, that would explain.
Huh?
You
remember that movie, Mississippi Burning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How Fed had to come in to take over the investigation, and at the end of the movie, they end up indicting almost the entire police department.
Right.
That's
right.
Funny.
Well,
cause that's what,
I mean,
that's go ahead, Sean.
Well, the parents, they're going to be financially stable after this, but I hate that had to happen, you know. But they've been discriminated against, so they can bring all types of lawsuits behind this. But the Zimmerman guy, if he gets arrested Friday, I don't think he's gonna last. He may shoot himself, man. He got his own gun. He may shoot himself. That'd be the best thing for him. And
right.
I wanted to say something. You see how white people throwing him under the bus, right? He's a Hispanic. They do not want to be linked to this dude. They know he's wrong. They quickly threw stuff up in there.
But Zimmerman is a Jewish last name. Come on now.
Zimmerman is a German name. German. It's a German name.
White, half Hispanic.
Daddy's white. Daddy's white. Mama's Hispanic.
Exactly.
So what?
White
Zimmerman. He carries a name. I don't see his name ain't no Fuentes or nothing like that.
I see one thing that's not being addressed in the media is the fact that he was already killed, and now they have assaulting his character.
Oh, they talked about that on Al Sharpton's show. You know,
Hold on.
You don't like Al.
Let me tell you something. Al's an FBI agent. The man got busted dope. The man on the FBI talking about, he's on TV talking about economic boycotts for businesses that enforcing the Stand Your Ground law. Al Sharpton. It's a state law, homie. Business is not enforcing this law. The man has no idea what he's jumping into. I mean, if
what are you talking about? Al Sharpton is very intelligent, man. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a hater, homie.
I'm a
you
hater.
You ain't no Al, man.
Listen, Al got caught selling cocaine back in 1977 when a wise FBI agent, man. The man got caught then. I mean, your agent once, your agent always. So now I come from the agent provocateur. Al Sharpton is screaming civil rights, ain't never seen no
right.
Martin
he was,
King.
Listen, he was setting up
he
drug dealers.
Stuff.
He didn't want drug dealers in the neighborhood. What's wrong with that?
Hey, it's a Wanda Brawley lie, but keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Al is the one who's on
story until I found out I was a fool too. I mean, hey, I roll with it. Hey, like Spike was with it. I'm with it. Tavana Brawley, then she lied. Hey,
look. Al don't have a college education. I appreciate the man because he ain't never been to college. And he doing all this and ain't never been to college, all right? He go to jail constantly.
So you got dumb nigger
all
leading
college
black Americans.
Okay.
You got this dumb nigger leading all black Americans. Good.
Wait a minute. Where's the educated ones at? They're too scared.
I'm offended by you using that word.
Okay. Where's the educated ones? They're too scared
on,
to lose their job. You understand? That's why he's in a position. But what I'm saying is he's interviewing good. You should watch his show. He does a good interview.
I watch his show and be like, Lord have mercy. Where have we gone? That's why I watch his show. Why am I hating on Al Sharpton? Because let me tell you something. I would tell you why I'm hating on Al Sharpton. Because Al Sharpton is not what he perceives to be to all of you all, Let me tell you something. Well, Al Sharpton is now the new Jesse Jackson. Obama don't like Jesse Jackson because he wanted to cut his nuts off, so he moved him out the way. We got Al Sharpton. He's a spokesman for Black America. Now, with Al Sharpton, he's a civil rights person. If anybody could tell me, if anybody could tell me what has Al Sharpton done for Black America, then I'll stop hating. Tell me now.
Okay. What he has done is he brought light to a lot of issues, whereas the educated Black folks would not do. Can I finish? That's what he's done, and he's always at the point, and he's only the one who's been going to jail. This guy done did a lot of time in jail, okay?
What? What has he went to jail for? For what?
He done got arrested. I done seen the dude was on a hunger strike when he lost all that weight. He was in jail for a long time.
What I'm saying is, I repeat the question again. Okay, the man went on a hunger strike. That's good. That's great.
Okay, let me say something. He's the only Black guy that I ever seen check Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity checks everybody. He's the only one. Sean Hannity hates to see this guy coming. What I'm saying. And all the rest of those white guys, they hate to see him coming because he's very intellectual. He watches his words and he watches other people's words.
I don't think so.
You don't like, but I'm just saying. What I'm saying is he interviewed good. He like I said, he's the one that brings up a lot of issues, affidavits and all this other stuff about the court I knew nothing of because he's been through the court system, so he knows how it works. So he can bring up a lot of different questions that a lot of people won't even touch on. You understand?
So basically, let me just make sure I get to the nutshell. Al Sharpton's lie because he brings light to issues that nobody else is talking about, correct?
Yeah.
And that's how Black America has benefited from it, right?
Yeah, it shows we're not completely ignorant.
No. I'm not saying
we do got a voice. We're not timing out and just smile every time somebody you know.
Maybe you hear me incorrectly. I'll repeat again. Tell me what Al Sharpton done for Black America that has made Black America better. Please tell me.
Like I said, he's one of the black.
So you know, to get in the Black history book,
your Republican buddies don't like him. Your Republican white buddies do not like him. Now, they say he's always trying to turn everything to a race.
Your Democratic white buddies don't like him. Yo, Democratic white buddy. Listen, he's a tool.
How did we get off Trey Bama? Willing to be bold enough and to stand up with the issues that are found in not only the African American community, but just the issues regarding just injustices everywhere. And I think that Al Sharpton is definitely bold enough, and he has proven himself to be big enough to say, hey, this is wrong. And so,
the last call is correct, that Al Sharpton does bring enlightened issues to enlightened individuals, because back in 1983, I'm about like a freshman in high school, man, Al Sharpton is selling dope in 83. He get arrested for selling dope in 83, then he going to feds, become a fed friend. I mean, he got arrested for selling dope in 83. But I'm not going to deal with a man who's selling dope in 83 to the name.
Well, he changed. Everybody changes.
He was revving this. Hold on. He was revving out something then. But what I'm trying to say is this. Is that when we look at Black people I'll go here. There's a quiet man on the Supreme Court justice by the name of Clarence Thomas. He has more power than Al Sharpton to get shit done. There's a black man in the White House by the name of Barack Obama. He has a power. A couple of years ago, there was a black man who was the Secretary General by the name of Kofi Annan. Now, what I'm saying is this. To get the Jimmy Lee Tillman II Black History Fact Book, your accomplishment had to have put the black people in a better position. Just because you read a book and come told a bunch of people I read this book, look what I know, and you don't know nothing. No. Jesse didn't march with King. Jesse didn't stand with King. Jesse was never on no bridge. Jesse didn't get no dogs barked at him. Boom. Al Sharpton didn't march with King. Al Sharpton never knew King. Al Sharpton was... Hey, the point I'm getting is this.
But he's King, but he's doing things after... See, some people need King. Some people are individual. Wait a minute. He picked up...
I'm going to get back on to Tavon Chase because an individual can tell me what has FBI informant Al Sharpton done. See, people forget that the FBI was just fucking up over niggas in the 60s, 70s, 80s. But until somebody tell me what has Al Sharpton done for the black community, deserve all this praise and prominence, besides Obama slapping it on the back, besides Obama slapping it on, tell me what he has done for black, the black community. Be like, I'm going to Al Sharpton for justice. Tell me besides...
He tried to run for president.
So did Shirley Chisholm. So did Carol Mosley Braun. I mean, what?
And he didn't sound ignorant.
So did Carol Mosley Braun. But the point I'm trying to say, to be on TV Saturday saying we're going to boycott businesses that have the stand your ground law, call me and show me, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But we're going to do, we're moving on somewhere else. Moving on somewhere else. All right.
Okay,
see,
well,
you can't. It's not a fair argument to try to discount the actions of one by uplifting the actions of another. So he has done things to help the community, and he has done things to help this society.
Until somebody can directly say, no. It's all smoke and mirrors, Black America. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's like this. People say this. We're tired of the white man choosing our leaders. They gave us Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton's resume has nothing to do with Black America whatsoever. And there's no, look at his resume, look at his pedigree, look at what he has done, and you can never tell, no one can tell me that, yeah, Sharpton was there. Where?
He's a community activist. Have you ever known any community activist to ever change any laws?
Adam Clayton Powell.
Who?
Adam Clayton Powell.
Adam Clayton Powell. What did he? Was he an activist?
Activist.
Or was he a lawyer or something
change.
Like that?
He had a college.
Al Sharpton does not have a college degree. He don't even have a 1 year. He dropped out of college after the first year. So in order where he's at in life shows a lot. He's beat out Cornel West. He chumped Cornel West out so bad. Cornel West decided I'm gonna try to go to jail at least once. And come out and stop talking about writing all these books and stuff. Because he checked him. He said, You're not out there fighting like me. You're not in the trenches. You don't go to jail for nobody. All you want to do is speak the history of
who is he going to jail for? You go to jail for Johnny on the street, Mark on the block, or hooky, but if you're not going to jail for Black America, go to hell.
I'm going to have to come back. I got another phone call. I got to go back.
I'll be back on.
I see where he was going with Al. Right now we do need someone that's going to push issues, to bring issues to light.
Okay,
and
how about this?
I don't like Jesse Jackson, but why not Jesse?
He's qualified.
He has a lot of indiscretions, and he would rather his son, his son is in a more powerful position than he is, and sometimes you have to just pass the torch.
But again, his son is full of shit, and his father full of shit. People in Chicago think that Jesse Jackson was one of the people that got Martin Luther King assassinated with the blood on his shirt. We're not going to deal with that. No, we're going to deal with Jesse Jackson Jr.'s son, who's FBI agent, wearing a wire investigating everybody. We're not going to deal with those things. We're going to deal with the FBI agent called Al Sharpton. In 83, we got busted for dope, made a deal with the feds, and that's why he's running wild now. See, sometimes people fail to realize, when you look at the history of African Americans here in America, if you look at the descendants of slaves here in America, if you want to go through the civil rights movement in America, I'm going to go on Martin Luther King's last days. On Martin Luther King's last days, he looked around in his room. He looked at Andy Young, Bevel. He looked at Abernathy. He looked at Jesse and was like, yeah. The FBI said, one of y'all motherfuckers is on, is snitching. Which one of y'all is doing it? King, Andy Younger to the story all day. He jumped on him like, where you at, boy? We know he jumped on everybody. But in the end, somebody told Martin Luther King to move up to the second floor balcony when everybody know he stayed on the first floor balcony, but that's how his crew do it. You know, in the end, Jesse goes to the court, say, I'm wearing the blood of Martin Luther King on my suit. Everybody knows there's a different color suit. In the end, you become the famous civil rights person, but you never march a king all day. In the end, you come out and say, Tawana Brawley got raped, but never got raped. You sell some dope, and now you're the number one man on the spot. The point I'm saying is this, and then you come on TV. See, he came on TV, and I wish people would just Google it. Headline news or whatever. When Sharpton this weekend at the rally march, when they're at the NAACP, Jesse was back there. They put the mic on Sharpton's face because they know he's going to say something stupid and ignorant. And they asked him, what do you want to come out of this march? What do y'all want to do? And the first thing he said was, you're going to put economic boycotts on stores and stuff that have the sanction, this little new law. And like, yo, come on, homie. And then I watched Jesse in the background, Jesse laughing his ass. You know, because they didn't ask Jesse shit. So Jesse had to save his ass. Well, we're going to sit back and think about all the options on the table, and then we'll come back and make a decision. But Sharpton comes out saying, we're about to boycott stores. We're about to start marching because Sharpton missed the fucking 60s. He missed the boycott. He missed all the marches. He's trying to relive that right now, and everybody getting caught in because he got a show. The man is fooling everybody. The man is an FBI informant. His whole job is to distract African Americans on the whole little spot. That's when he was Sharpton. You can quote me. It's on the net right now. All my 150,000 listeners can feel me right now. Sharpton is the worst thing for Black Americans. Point the fuck blank.
Well, I mean, but Jimmy, at the end of the day, at the end, it's going to be a choice to go along with whatever idea that he has the boycott. To me, I think it's ridiculous and stupid. So you won't see me out there boycotting. And I think every person has a mind of their own. So if they want to be that naive,
do you eat at Denny's? Have you ate at Denny's?
With the masses.
Sunita, have you ate at Denny's?
Have I eaten at Denny's? No.
Yeah. What left me at Denny's?
I mean, I don't eat fast food like that, but I know why a lot of people stop eating at Denny's.
No.
I mean,
when was the last time you ate at Denny's?
I've never eaten at Denny's.
Me neither. But niggas are eating at Denny's right now. There's a fucking boycott going on. Point being, you can talk all that shit, but are you going to stand true to the fucking boycott? Man, I don't eat at Denny's because the boycott don't serve niggas in the discussion. They ain't get my money. The boycott going
on. Even Cracker Barrel, after that incident happened a couple of years ago with that one black lady.
Niggas eating in the Cracker Barrel. Niggas eating in the Cracker Barrel. Niggas eating in the
Cracker Barrel. They didn't do anything to me.
But I'm saying, niggas eating in the Cracker Barrel. Let me give you an example. I didn't buy no Nikes. I didn't wear Nikes gym shoes until 1990. When I bought my son a pair of Nikes. Why? Because funky ass Jesse Jackson called a boycott on Nikes. Now, with the boycott and shit like that, you know, whatever. But then he got a deal, and then he told the boycott was off. But my shit was like, nah, nigga, the boycott is on. Fuck it. And I rolled the boycott. Because the boycott was supposed to mean some shit. Boycott Budweiser. Next, you know, niggas get shit from Budweiser. But all the boycott, when niggas call a boycott, the niggas call a boycott get paid in the end, and everybody suffer. They ain't no,
Well, the best.
Hold on. I got some information. I got some information to read. Hold on, Eddie, read this right here. I can't read it. Okay. Never mind. I was drinking some sharp information for a second. In 1980, he might admit admitting something, but we're going to get that back a little bit later. But no, the point I was trying to say is, this is going to be a cry that we're not going to let the man pick our leaders.
Well, how much influence do you think that he has with our president, Mr. Sharpton?
Well, let me see. Sharpton had come to prominence. Sharpton was doing things, but everybody's laughing. Mr. Al Sharpton, he was discredited because of the Tawana Brawl and all the little stuff. But until Barack Obama became president, and he went to the National Action Network and talked on Al Sharpton's show, and that was his vehicle to the black community because his national syndicated radio show, that's when Sharpton came on. Jesse Jackson, which was the before pronounced black person, black reverend you go to for the black community, he got pushed out because on Fox News he wanted to cut Barack Obama nuts off in the discussion. So what did Barack Obama do to say, fuck you, Jesse? He put a no-non-name as illegitimate, no pedigree, no bad resume, never did nothing for black American reverend on the scene, which is Al Sharpton. And from this point on, everybody going to love Al Sharpton. You know, he has no history of anything in the civil rights movement whatsoever, but everybody, if you ask anybody on the streets, they're swept down Al Sharpton, March from Martin Luther King, because he got a reverend in front of his name, and he's old. He's talking about civil rights. You know, so he's not going to admit. He always say, when we marched. He was never in a march. He's just throwing stuff out there. It's a shell game. You know, he's talking about certain people, but he know white folks don't know no better, and niggas ain't going to look his shit up. But that's my deal on our shot point. But the point I was coming back, oh, my man's back. But the point I was coming back at, I see you back now. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to keep on hold that long, man. I know you're
back. Yeah, all right, okay.
I just look over there. Emmy used to be on the scene. She didn't pull you up that time. No. But that's all I'm saying. I'm glad I got my rent on the Sharpton. But back to the Trayvon case. Like you're saying, the mother is right to call for the Attorney General to step down. I mean, the state attorney, she must step down. And everybody, see.
They're calling for an investigation.
They need to step down.
No,
they
can't.
Yeah,
no,
they need to be out of here. They need to take their hat off, hang it up, and be gone.
No, they need
down.
No. What they need to do is be investigated and criminal charges
criminal
being brought against.
Then
step down. Step down after you get
fired
with
no
benefits. You know, investigate because it was obstruction of justice purely, and I don't care if it came from the top on down. So, like they said, they need to be investigated. That black lawyer is good for saying they need to be investigated, and the FBI is looking into that. Okay?
Right.
So, that district attorney is now going to be he's in the hot seat. He might lose his career. He might lose everything. Just don't step down. Step down is the easy way. That's a cop-out. He get to walk free. You know?
But now,
crucified.
While he out there right now, that nigga still, he's still making decisions that's fucking other, he's still making decisions that is messing a whole lot of citizens in the state of Florida up. He gets to go, she gets to go, and then like Dana, last time we was talking to Dana, and you wasn't with us, I needed, I think we had a girl named Valeria on the phone and some other crazy chick on the phone. But I was saying that I was going to sit back and wait for the president to weigh in on. Hey, Cassandra, why don't you call in, Cassandra? I was going to ask the president to weigh in.
No.
Thank you for taking this on, especially when he's, you know, he's the ruler of, when he's the president of the United States. Well, honestly, I commend the citizens for doing their thing. I mean, and if it wasn't for so many people out there protesting, this wouldn't have taken us, this wouldn't have had as much effect as it did.
That's right. That's right. You tell them, sister.
There's a whole bunch of Trayvon. There's a man that's 68 years old, Mr. Chamberlain, that was shot down in his house because his medical bracelet or whatever went off and sounded an alarm. The police came in and shot him down. And so it's people like him, it's people like Trayvon
that have been wrongly killed throughout our society, and so now it's time people are saying no more. Especially when it's such a blatant miscarriage of justice.
My fault, dead.
What'd you say?
I said, especially when it's such a blatant miscarriage of justice. At some point, we need to hope that the police will protect us. You know what I mean?
That's right.
At some point, we need to hope that they're going to do what they're supposed to do, do what they're called upon to do. And in this case, they did not, and that is obvious. So because they can't be trusted to uphold the law, they need to go.
Yeah, that's right. With no benefits, right?
With no benefits. With no benefits. The lawyers need to get out there and do whatever they're going to do, whatever else, next. You know what I'm saying? Look for the next phase. If you can't be trusted to uphold this way.
You got an echo on, sister. You got an echo.
I said we need to holler next, and they need to move on to the next phase because they can't be trusted to do the right thing in this one.
I'm happy it's getting a lot of exposure like this. Okay, because like they say, Obama came in office and racism is over. No, this is firm proof that it still exists. Okay, and it needs to be addressed, and it's always every time it's going to be addressed. All right, because we have good people who allow their TV shows to be vehicles to learn more about this and become more involved.
And honestly, I think electing a black president has given some people in America an excuse to go out and show their true color.
That's right. Right.
You know, so then they can say, well, you got an African American president, okay, but we still got a society that needs to be. And you know that because we see all races getting together saying that it's wrong, but I'm just glad that it hasn't turned into a thing about blacks and a thing about whites, and instead it's an issue amongst humans.
Well, if they let that man go, it's gonna be an issue about black and white. You hear me?
Hopefully they're not going to let them go. I mean, it would be crazy for anyone to let that go.
Well, like I said, it's a tough case. Like the caller did, the Stormer said, it's going to be hard to prove a hate crime. But they are going to now put it in the Justice Department. It's going to be looking into it now. So that's what, like Obama said, he sent the Justice Department down there because there's no way if the lead investigator on the case comes out and says that the guy needs to be arrested, then the guy should be arrested. You know, there's no other case like that that I can see. You got one guy, first of all, he disrespected authority.
Even if the lead investigator says that he doesn't need to be investigated, when do you allow the person, the murderer, to walk away with the murder weapon?
Right. I agree with that also. But right now, I gotta take a little break right now because I am doing some a trip to Marvin Gaye, so let me hold on for 1 second. Put them in the blue room for me. Put them all in the blue room, and we're going to be right back in about 2 more minutes. Marvin Gaye passed away back in 1983, everybody, on April 1st, here in Rather Motown 25. Where's the echo?
Without ever leaving, now,
Trying to get the rest of the time I got left on here. Marvin Gaye passed away just the other day, a couple of years ago. Prince of Motown. You'll keep. Yeah. Okay, we're back live, everybody. Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. I was playing a little Marvin Gaye for everybody. But no, Sineva. I was wondering if you didn't say that poem that you said earlier off in the day for my listeners on the second half that tunes in on the second half of my show.
I have other poems.
Well, I was doing that poem we were talking about because he's dealing with Trayvon Martin, but if you got another one, feel free to go with it.
Okay, but there's an echo in the background. So.
There you go.
Oh, the echo is on?
Yeah, you're still on. That was
Sean. No,
there.
There.
Well, I don't know what's coming. I've got to come here. Say something again.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear the echo now?
Yes, it's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
Hello? Hello? Are you close to the computer?
I'm going to walk away from it.
Yeah, that's why the echo's there.
Okay.
There we go.
This particular poem is called Essence of Black Beauty. And I wrote it as inspiration to our young black women. Well, actually, not just young black women, but just our black women, just inspiration of where we've been in the past, where we are today, and where we're going. It's called Essence of Black Beauty. As time has changed, so have generations of our time, leaving intriguing tales and mysteries of our past as I search for answers, seeking to find. I seek to explore the essence which define our hidden taboos, depicted by false labels and stereotypes, shamelessly dictating all that we do? Have we allowed these labels to shame us, from acts exploited in the past. Allowing this fear to still haunt us, how much longer will it last? No one put us on a pedestal to be portrayed as delicate and pure. Instead, curious of the essence of our black beauty, strongly desired by those seeking to endure, to fulfill the desire of their fantasies, to strip us of all that was once pure, planting a seed to become nameless, scarring our souls, leaving us shameless, from brutal acts, never painless. This scar passed on from each generation, left never to be discussed, yet complete annihilation from the history of the heritage of African queens. This heritage, so enriched by the beauty of her land, cradled in the essence of her bosom, her jewels and all her riches are strongly desired by man. No longer will we be haunted by the history of our hidden taboos that defaces our heritage and wrongfully defines what is true. For being black defines beauty, which lies deep within our skin, either at its purest or mixed with other, combining such a beautiful blend. So be proud of who you are. Show the world that you are able to lift the taboos, stereotypes, and many false labels. Girlfriend, look in the mirror, inhale your beauty, embrace it, and say out loud, with a wink of an eye of acceptance, say, I'm black, I'm beautiful, and I'm proud.
All right.
Now, Jimmy, your next question to me, how did you learn to write like that and spend 20 years in the military?
Right, that's my next question.
Jimmy, I've always been blessed with a gift to write poetry. I just haven't written poetry in the past 20 years. I'm in the process of self-publishing a poetry manuscript right now.
That's beautiful. That's hot. That's hot. That is hot. That is hot. That is hot. Let me bring Dana back in here. Yo, Dana, what do you think?
Hey, I'm here.
Right. What do you think?
Dana, that was an outstanding poem. You definitely have the gift of writing.
Thank you.
Maybe. That's your hype girl, Dana from D.C., always hyping everybody up. But listen, Dana, let me keep 100 for one more second. Listen, what do you think that people should be doing right now since all this new information that's come out on the Trayvon Martin case? Do you still think they should be marching, or you should wait till all the evidence come out, since the marching has provided enough global attention? Do you still think they should still march, or should they wait out for more information to come out?
No, I think we should continue the peaceful protest. I think it's very important that we keep our eyesight and remain focused on the fact that a wrong has been committed and there has been a failure to address the wrong. And I think I also believe that as a society, as we are now standing up against misjustice, those same types of stances are going to continue as blatant miscarriages of justice and blatant wrongs continue to occur. So I think that the Trayvon Martin case is one of the best things that it's doing is it's bringing us all together as a people, and it's allowing us to come together and fight for what's right. So hopefully we can get our society back on the right track.
Yeah, so when you say come together as a people.
Come together as a people as a whole. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So coming together as a people, is that by you see somebody on the street and you can talk to those people and they feel like, yeah, you have a common bond, or you feel that they're coming together as, we're not going to take some more. We're going to rise up together and be different individuals. What are they not taking no more?
Well, get
them out of there.
What I'm hoping is that that as a society, we're moving in the wrong direction. There's crime everywhere. There's people are being killed. There's not only black-on-black crime. There's just human-on-human crime. And,
yeah.
And you can't feel safe anywhere. And so what I'm hoping is that as a people, when I mean a people, I mean a group of humans, that we will kind of bring America back to where we – bring the United States back to where we were. Bring it back to where we have a society where people can work and people can afford to live, and then and the children can go outside and play. But you can't have that when you got drive-by. You can't have that when you got gangs. You can't have that when you got criminals just running the streets and taking names and taking numbers. So when I say I hope we all come together as a people, I hope that as humans, as Americans, we all come together and say, you know what, at some point, wrongs need to be addressed, and those small group of people who are committing all these wrongs, they can go somewhere else, and we're going to take back America and do the right thing. We're working for positive change.
Vote for Dana 2012.
That's right.
2014, everything up for grabs. By the time she be out, we got to set 2013, Danny Rimmer set, shut down commissioner. But anyway.
No, I agree with it 100%.
Yeah, bring Sean in there. Bring Sean in there, Ebony. I can't get him in no more. My shit's going down. You still there, Sean? Got him in, Ebony?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, yeah, I think it's good. We need to keep the pressure on, you know. I think it should let the ones in power, people in power, let them know that it should instill fear in them, you know, instill fear into the police force. Do things right, don't do it wrong, because we will retaliate. We will bring light to the situation. Okay, just like in London right now, you know, they had over 500 people to gather in front of the U.S. Embassy with Trayvon signs. You know, this is international. Yeah, uh-huh. This is international. It's also a learning process for everybody. We get to see how the court system works. You know, we get to see how things work. And it's bringing light to a lot of things. We should keep the pressure on. I would love us to be an intimidating figure in their face, really. People, like I say, people in power. People in power. People in power. Like that district attorney. He was a person in power. If they think the light will be shed on their actions, they're not going to do misjustice. They're not going to do wrongs. If they think,
but
if they
can
think
I ask you
gonna,
a question?
Go ahead.
Now, do you think, and this is just your opinion here, that is gathering international attention because it happened in Florida, in a southern state. But what about all of these other atrocities that's happening out in California, up in New York, out in Texas? Why this? I mean, there's a lot of other African Americans who've been killed by the police, you know, department. Even there was just one black lady that was wheeled out of a hospital. By the time she arrived in jail, 15 minutes later, she died because of a blood clot in her leg, and then a blood clot caused into her lungs. I mean, what about cases like that? You know, why not bring attention to that as well instead of just Trayvon Martin?
Well, right now it's Trayvon because it's blatantly done with the law.
No,
okay?
That happened within the same time period.
Right, right.
So why is it Trayvon?
Well, that is something we can. Well, that's because it's a hot button issue. Okay, with the whole white. That's right now, like I said.
It become a hot button issue, and why is
because,
it a hot button issue? And why
because
not
Obama, because
issues?
Obama is president, and they say racism does not exist. This is a pure example of racism. People in power using their positions of power to avoid.
You don't have to convince me of that. No, you don't have to convince me of any of that.
I agree with you.
My question to you is, you know, why not, let's just about all these other atrocities, not just focus in on Trayvon? And do you think is it because of the whole stand your ground aspect of it?
Yes.
Do you think people will still continue to march after they arrest government?
I'm just kind of curious, you know, where you as another black person is going with this, because there's a lot of other atrocities being committed against other black people outside of Trayvon Martin.
Okay, well, like I say, it's like, well, you're right. But right now, Trayvon Martin is tied into that Stand Your Ground law, which we know was only made to target people of color. That's evident, you know, with the crime, like I say, falling down at the police departments, letting go police, and you have to take the law in your own hands. That law was basically targeted at black people. So,
but you have a state like Utah that also adopts it that hardly has any black people in the state of Utah. So why do you think that a state adopted it to target black people that doesn't have a lot of black people that live in that state?
I'm talking about Florida, Jeb Bush.
I ask you, don't make this a race issue.
One of the reasons why
I say I would like to make it a race issue because our thing is we want to appear docile. We should overcome. We can all get along.
But aren't there white people marching also in those rallies for Trayvon?
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons
Hispanic too.
Aren't there? Aren't there? Because from my understanding, there are a lot of parents that feel that their kids also just like Trayvon. And no thanks to all, though, it's been an issue over Skittles and hoodies. See, it went from being a black and white issue over the way kids dress. And that's why you might see a lot of white, Hispanic, or any other minority.
But let's look at it for real what it is. If it was a black man who shot Trayvon, would you think this would get any attention? No.
You know,
okay, because a white man shot him.
Let's take it back to Zimmerman himself. Zimmerman, he was just mental, okay?
I agree.
Just talk for what it was. He was mental.
And a vigilante. A mental vigilante. 41,
now, but wait a second. Now, those 41 or more 911 phone calls, how many, I mean, were they white people? Were they black people? Was he targeting? You know, was he profiling? I mean,
well,
we
don't
know those questions yet, but see, you know, I blogged about Trayvon. I love Trayvon. My heart goes out to that brother. But my question is, why make it a black issue when it should not be a black issue?
Why make it a black issue when it's obvious it is a black issue? It should be a white issue. We can.
Zanita.
I'm here.
I want you to hold that thought because I'll bring that topic tomorrow. But I'm gonna help you out some ammo. I agree with you. See, it is a black issue, but it ain't a black issue. It's a black issue because a black man, it's a black issue because a black man was shot at the hands of a white man. But it's not a black issue as his racism was involved. I think that the gentleman was a sick individualante at that time, just going gung-ho, doing the John Wayne theory. Now, that's what I'm coming from. Now, my beef is with this. Here's my beef. You got Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson's fake ass marches. Instead of marching down on the district attorney or the state attorney where the injustice was committed, they want to charm up some old racial tensions. No, you want to go down and ask
for that
district attorney to be removed or the state attorney to be removed. You're not going to sit there and say it's a racial thing, black, right? That's bullshit to keep the shit going. End the shit. You want to end it right now? You want to put justice to it right now? You take your civil rights ass down there and march to the state attorney, to the DA, and to the police chief and demand that they be removed or we not moving. Everything else is bullshit.
That's what they did.
And hold on. The DA ain't there. The DA's still there. The DA's still there. The state attorney's still there. We're having a sit-in. We're not moving until you're gone. That's real. We're going to march and talk shit? Man, no. That's a bunch of old school, wannabe black ass, civil rights, you missed the moving ass niggas trying to start a new movement. But in actuality, if they was really wise and smart, they would know that the DA fucked up, the state attorney fucked up, we're marching on them now. But what are they doing? They're saying racial profiling, police. Now it ain't that. They throw all this black and white, black and white. No, the motherfucker was a sick vigilante, thought he was John Wayne or Superman, and he just happened to shoot a black kid. Now, I'm black. I have children that I worry about that are that age of Trayvon, and I've been worried about them also, and I feel the pain of the father. Just like every other parent that's not only black feel the pain of that family because they know how their children are dressing also, and they will not want to have their children also. But the fact of the matter is the DA, the state attorney, and the police chief, they're all under the umbrella. Like I said last Thursday, you should call in Freddie Shaw, last Thursday, it's come under Barack Obama's watch because it goes down to Eric Holder, who goes to the state's attorney and the DA, like, what the fuck happened? It's on Eric Holder's watch. It goes up to Obama. All these Sharpton niggas doing, they're dancing around to make y'all not look at the Obama factor. But the Obama factor is that the DA, which is under the state's attorney, which is under Eric Holder, the fucked up in the discussion. That's what goes down.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Jimmy. I do. But it's still a human rights issue. At the end of the day, it's a human rights issue.
That's right.
And the question is why is it that Trayvon Martin is getting so much attention and other people are not? It's because Trayvon Martin was publicized on TV. That's the difference. Everyone else gets their news clip. They get their information and stone for about 30 seconds and it goes away. We got to hear the 911 calls. We got to hear that young brother screaming out for help. And so, you know, I think that President Obama is doing an outstanding job running this country. And we can't hold him accountable for all the crooks out there. We can't say that he is at fault for every criminal that's out there. And basically, Mr. Zimmerman has shown that he is a criminal for years.
So what do you say, Jimmy? That kid that got shot in Chicago, is that on the Eric Holder? Obama? Go ahead.
The problem with Mr. Zimmerman is that there has been a failure to uphold justice for him for a long time.
That's right. That's right.
What the criminals do, he keeps coming back and he keeps committing crimes.
Now again, Dana, again, if he is getting away with that, again it goes to the attorney that are prosecuted, which goes to the state's attorney, which goes right back to Eric Holder. This man has been doing this for long.
It goes back to that. Who's your daddy rule we got living that we got going on in the United States?
It goes
States.
Back to Eric Holder. Listen, we have a black man that's the Attorney General of America and a black president. The bottom line is people don't want to say Obama y'all give Obama the pass. But I'm coming to say it right here. If this man get all these cases on him in the DA, or the attorney done dropped them, then somebody from the Department of Justice got to look in, and it goes right back to Eric Holder and Obama. There's no
and he's looking into it. And he's looking into it, Jimmy.
Jimmy, slow down just for a second. Let's take it back to the timeline of when it happened. And how it happened was the police department botched the investigation. The media did not cover it. For at least about a week and a half. So the family of Trayvon pushed it to the point to where it gained national attention. But there was almost about a two-week delay before anyone even really knew about what really happened, and it really upset the parents. You know, I mean, let's take it back to like 40 years ago, 50 years ago, when killing a black man was just okay. It was actually legal in certain states. And that's what this whole stand your ground is kind of all about, is bringing back, you know, a situation where if a person comes onto my property, into my house, then I can kill that person if I feel that my life is in danger. Now, Zimmerman, he was just a neighborhood watch guy. Trayvon was not entering his property. He was not trespassing. He was on his way home. And he didn't have a concealed weapon. He didn't have anything. He was actually covering his head. He had on a hoodie, and he had concealed and a can IC. Now, Zimmerman, and I agree with your other caller from Cleveland, he was a loose cannon. And the police department boxed it because they knew that
of the whatever relationship that Zimmerman's father had with the police, you know, department, and it's so ancestral, and we see that type of behavior all the time. So I don't blame the Fed for their involvement, and even the president a couple of weeks ago, he said, I cannot comment, however, comma. He wanted to say something. I saw it in his eyes, but the only thing that he could say was, if I had a son, he will be dressed like Trayvon, and goes right back to what Dana was saying. Hoodies is a certain fashion statement. Everybody, I even wear hoodies. You know, I'm an older person, but a lot of people wear hoodies, so the whole representation of hoodies is a profile. So we need to get rid of that profile in people who wear hoodies. I don't know, Zimmerman, he was mental. In my opinion, he was
and
just
Jesus,
mental. So
Jesus
don't make this about the president. I'm sorry, Dana?
I said Jesus wore a hoodie. He had a hood on the back.
Yes,
of his
he did.
Back in the camp. So, who? Yeah, you know, it's just, it goes back to the hoodie.
And he got
know.
Crucified.
Exactly. He got prosecuted. Yeah, exactly. Maybe it was a hoodie, right?
And it was the same thing. The courts did nothing.
They
railroaded
him.
Stop.
And we
know God
sacrifices
certain people for a movement. And, you know, the way that I see our young brother Trayvon is that time. You know, it's that time that, you know, God, he will sacrifice.
Again,
someone,
I say.
Bring something together. And right now, America needs to be brought together and unified.
And I agree 100%. And we live in a society that is not always about what you know. Sometimes it's about who you know. And that who you know has actually played into the favor of Mr. Zimmerman. If we didn't have
again.
These Goosey Daddy rules running around here, then that man would be held up in jail just like I would if I had committed the same crime.
Again, all this anger falls upon the Justice Department. Bottom line.
I would
expect
to love I would like to say we are also
you're right. You're right. It does fall on the Justice Department because the Justice Department is responsible for this Stand Your Ground law. I understand what you were saying, Sunita. If somebody entered your house, that's an old law. This Stand Your Ground law is a new law. 2005, Jeb Bush, and then the rest of the country picked up. Well, you don't have to be in your home no more.
I Googled it before this
right.
show. It dates
okay.
back to the early, well, actually to the 1800s.
Right,
so,
but Jeb Bush, to Stand Your Ground, right. Right, you're right, you're right. Anybody can carry a gun and stuff like
I mean,
that, but now.
I'm correcting old laws here based upon certain, you know, cases, but that's neither here nor there.
It's just that these laws are working, they're not working in the favor of the same people in society that they're using the laws against. That's the key.
Right.
All laws yeah. were created for a good reason. They were created so we can keep that, we have a just society. But those laws that are in place and the people that are enforcing the laws are not upholding the rights of the citizens.
But Dana, what I'm saying is Sunita and you two stand the storm. I'm coming like this, DM. Is Obama did say he's going to send his Justice Department down there, and I applaud him for that. Obama did say he's going to send his FBI agents to make sure it wasn't hate crime, and I applaud him for that. They're going to arrest this guy by Friday. They're going to a grand jury. I guarantee you we might not have justice until June. Me personally, I feel that this is a political hot potato. Because at any moment of time, they can't pick this dude up. Obama and them can't put enough pressure on it to put this dude up. But right now, they feel they're using Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson to fuel this hate energy out there to make you think it's a black and white issue. Obama already said he feels the pain of Trayvon, and now he got Obama 2012 hoodies out. What I'm saying is, it goes all around. Like I said, would Trayvon be Christmas Addicts or would Trayvon be Emmett Till? It's all in the eye of the beholder and of the individual that's behind that movement. They can say they popped Trayvon, let's get these motherfucking hunkies. Or they can say they killed Trayvon, let's change the world. both situations.
I'm with the first call. Yeah. I'm with the first one. Go ahead.
Well, which one was that?
They killed Trayvon. Let's get these honkies. I'm with that.
No, no, no.
See, that's the whole Martin Luther King thing coming in. No, no, don't hurt white people. No, we love them.
You know,
come
white,
on, now.
White people are marching with you, though. White people feel your pain. White people feel the same story, caller. They're marching with you, caller.
Huh?
They're watching what you call it. They give you all the good first calls. I'm gonna do one of your moves. They agents, Jimmy.
I'm pulling your move. They agents, man. They divide and conquer. Okay.
They're
walking with us so they can learn our plans so they can conquer us. Okay. That's what it is.
No.
I'm going your route.
The agents are out there wanting you to say what you just said. That's they want you to say what you just said. But the simple fact of the matter is that they're out there stroking racial tension when actuality, I feel that justice will prevail, and I feel that he will be arrested. I believe in the justice system because I believe in the black attorney general. And even though I'm Republican, I believe in the black president. So I ain't got to be here pitchforking, torching out there. I believe everybody who feels that way don't respect the president. And that's just a Republican homie speaking, boy. That's how I feel.
Boy is a white racist word. What you talking about?
Right.
Boy.
Nigga. Now you want to shoot me, Mr. Zimmerman?
Well, I tell you what. You feel so threatened by Al. How come you don't vote? How come you don't march for that boy that got killed in Chicago a week ago by that cop? That cop was justified. Is that under Eric Holder? Huh?
Well, no. Right now, I'm asking right now for the police chief of Chicago to step down because of his investigation saying it was justifiable shooting. I'm trying to find about 10 Chicagoans to ride with a motherfucker, but no, everybody on Trayvon right now. He's sticking up all the oxygen. Everybody on Trayvon. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying because I feel that was a travesty of justice, but about Trayvon, so I feel that Trayvon got gets over at Friday because there's more injustices that got to be seen. And I believe, like you believe, Sean, like all you other callers believe in the President Obama. I'm a Republican on the phone now. I'm a Republican. And I believe that the President will rectify it. And we should not be in the streets acting like niggas. Let's tear it down under his watch. Respect the man.
So
you don't need to be out here and look like monkeys.
President in November?
I ain't on the ballot, so I ain't voting. Fuck them.
Listen, they already talking about that today. They said this is going to be a this is good for Obama. This is good for Obama. That's what they said.
It is.
This is good for him.
It's great for him. It's great for him because they got people like Dennis Storm out there saying, "Riot, the white man don't like me." That's why it's good for him. They ain't got calm, cool heads saying, "Hold on, let justice do it. Take his time." Now, that might sound like a calm to a radical, but in the age of the black man, I feel that we got a black man in power, and there should be some black justice. And if Obama don't give me my black justice, then I have every right to say you're a sellout-ass nigga. That's just me. I want to see what my black president going to do who I voted for, like everybody else should do. See what y'all got for your bang, for your buck.
Well, why are you waiting on him, Jimmy? It's time for you to march. Al Sharpton got out there and march. He wasn't nobody. You could do the same thing in Chicago. March,
Al,
man. Gather some of those gangbangers. Gather some of those. Huh?
Jimmy,
listen,
I was like,
Al Sharpton
marched
with you.
Man, she said she
Al
would fly up there with you,
march.
Man.
Listen. Sean. I've led many marches before. You know, I led Rodney King marches. I done shut down highways. I done protest. Man, all that ain't nothing for me to shut down a march. Ain't nothing for me to set some shit off. What I'm saying right now, in the days of black justice, in the days of a black attorney general, in the days of a black president, if they say they're going to handle it, then I'm going to wait and see how bad the black man is to handle it. I'm not going to disrespect his authority and renegade against his proper authority because he said he had my back. until he disproves me, I'm going to ride with him. If anybody don't ride with him, that means they never believed in the first place and they voted for Hillary Clinton the first time around in the first place, goddammit. There's Hillary voters. Everybody riding now was down with Hillary. It was down with Obama for the first goddamn time. Nigga said he got it. He got it. Roll with him. No need to make him look like he ain't got his... Goddamn, that's 4 minute mark. Let's make him that he ain't got his country in check. You have to occupy Wall Street. Your Tea Party. Now the Trayvon, Obama got to look like a competent leader in a competent time. If he say he got it, then roll with him, homies. Y'all down with Obama. I'm the Republican.
We still have to show black power, man. We still have to show black power.
We showed it.
Okay.
Jimmy, let's
no,
watch
we need to keep...
for the death of that other guy.
Listen. What I'm going to do is this. I thought I have a call to call in. And we're going to talk about it. And best believe me, this is my list pitch, my next campaign. I'm on this and running. But I can't grab nobody because I think I'm giving Trayvon to Friday. After Friday for Trayvon, then we're going to go over some other stuff because this is an impertinent issue because it's a tinderbox. In 3 minutes I got left. It's a tinderbox. And I think African Americans should take a deep breath and let your president do his magic. Because it's on the state's attorney, it's on the district attorney, which falls under Eric Holder. And if Obama said he's sitting Eric Holder on the job, let's see what he ain't going to do. If he ain't impotent, then all y'all need to run red and do a brand new ball game because the Democratic Party is cutting y'all out right in y'all faces. It's either A, they'll give y'all justice, or B, they're going to spit in y'all faces. So I'm trying to see what... Where does the pigeon lie for black America? That's where your boy at, Sean. That's where I'm at. Now, I hate to say we have to be coming to the bottom of my show now. I got 3 minutes left. I want to pick Marvin Gaye, but I guess I can't really ride this Marvin Gaye out.
Hey, Jimmy.
Now, yo.
I want to give you a shout-out, man. As always, it's a pleasure. I really enjoy all the issues that you bring up on your show. And you know, I always got to give a shout out to the family of Trayvon, and I keep them in my prayers. I also keep all these other victims in my prayers as well. But I just want to tell you, it's a pleasure, man, and I'm glad that you're standing up for the issues in society, and I'm glad that you're willing to take a chance and put it out there. That's huge.
Well, thank you for saying that. Anybody else, Katie, if you want to say the last 90 seconds we got going on?
I may not make it tomorrow night, but we'll see. Y'all have a good show.
You know what I'll be looking for you? I'll be back on tomorrow night, Jimmy. And we're going to be looking for you. You got to come out.
All right.
All right,
Jimmy, what's the topic for tomorrow?
All right, y'all. Peace.
I'll put it out there. I'll let you know a little bit earlier. I might do a Trayvon, OJ, or we're going to No Race for America. But then they're going to give it to you, though.
90 seconds.
Checking in out. Gonna finish it up. But that's how we do it. Good night. May your God be with you.
Stop.
My love.